This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred Padma Awards to 68 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, three were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 9 with Padma Bhushan, and 56 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Kehar and Kumudini Rajnikant Lakhia have been honoured with Padma Vibhushan for the contribution in the field of public affairs and arts, while renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha was honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Those who have been given Padma Bhushan include Jatin Goswami, Kailash Nath Dixit, Sadhvi Rithambhara, while renowned economist Vivek Deb Roy was conferred with the prestigious award posthumously. Among those who were conferred Padma Shri include Manda Krishna Madiga, Dr. Nirja Bhatla, Santaram Deswal, Sayyed Ainul Hassan, Prashant Prakash, and Nagendranath Roy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he said that following the events of May 6th, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence has now been provided by those across the border themselves. The Prime Minister pointed out that terrorists killed were given state honours in Pakistan, with the national flag draped over the coffins and salutes offered by the Pakistani army.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले, उस जनाजे को स्टेट ऑनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में, उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए, उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी, ये सिद्ध करता है, ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है।
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 5,500 crore rupees in Gandhinagar. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media, and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. An all-party Indian delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha held interaction with Singapore's Minister of Foreign Affairs, a group of MPs, delegates of the Chamber of Commerce, and business leaders of that country. The group reiterated that India is a peace-loving nation, saying any act of terror will be considered an act of war from Pakistan. Another group headed by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad today met French media in the national capital of France. After the meeting, Mr. Prasad said that India's narrative is very clear on the issue of terrorism. The whole world needs to speak in one voice. The Indian Navy is all set to welcome the triumphant crew of Navika Sagar Parikrama 2 upon the successful completion of the circumnavigation of the globe on board the Indian naval sailing vessel Tarini. In a statement, the Indian Navy said that by accomplishing this rare feat in double-handed mode, Lieutenant Commander Rupa A and Lieutenant Commander Dilna K are set to touch the shores of Goa on the 29th of May. Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Jitin Prasad has said that the youth of this country need to understand AI because it will help in education and skill development in future. Addressing PADH AI Conclave on AI in Education in New Delhi, he said India's AI push is directly aligned with the shared goals of education, skill development, innovation, and making our startups and MSMEs globally competitive. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has extended the last date of filing income tax returns, ITRs, from 31st July to 15th September this year. Russia's foreign ministry today said that Russia is continuing to work on the draft memorandum setting out the principles of a possible future peace accord to end the war in Ukraine. Foreign ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said work is continuing on the Russian draft and that once the document was ready, it would be handed over to Ukraine. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Aegis Pranoy have advanced to the single second round of the Singapore Open. And that is the end of this news bulletin.